The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today is Thursday, the 6th of February, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Dave's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
And how are you today?
Good, man. It's National Chopstick Day. And National Optimistic Day.
Oh, well, I am optimistic that someday I will learn how to use chopsticks and be able to pick up one grain of rice, as Linda can do. Living in Hong Kong, give her a chance to perfect her technique, you might say. Were you working last night?
No, sir.
Okay. Just wondering. National Chopstick Day. Do you know if you use rubber bands, that's so how little kids can use, they put them around the chopsticks? Yep. If you do that, they're a lot easier to use, but it looks kind of funny if you're an adult doing that. Okay, what do we have? Yesterday was so nice. So nice. And no chilly, but nice. Now it says today, showers. Yeah, it kind of looks like it's clouding up out there with a high near 46. Tonight, showers. Friday, 50% chance of showers. Friday night, showers. And frost. It's going to be 31 tomorrow night, and it's going to be about 36 tonight. Saturday, and of course, we're going to get a lot of frost because it being 31 at night. And Saturday, clear. Sunday, sunny and clear. Monday, mostly sunny. And then Tuesday, we go back to a slight chance of showers, but mostly sunny. Tuesday night, low around 33 with a chance of showers. And Wednesday, rain and snow showers likely. Are you kidding me? But the lows are going to be in the low 30s, my friend. So be prepared for that. Also, if you're driving in the morning, there's still a lot of water out there and releasing water. You know, there's going to be some flooding and this from releases of water from Keswick. Roads or some of these exits may get real slippery if it freezes. So just be aware of all of that. And the weather reports are brought to you by our friends out in Anderson, the Kenny family, who have Shasta Gas Propane. They have a well-organized group of people. It should be. It's their family. They're into the third generation of running Shasta Gas Propane. Been there doing this for about 30 years. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They've won awards for hiring veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. They have other plans, too, that are out there to help people, and they surely care about their customers. They do think of them as friends. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. The reason I'm asking is everything's rearranged in here. Have you noticed that? The stools are rearranged. I mean, they're all put back and really nice, but they're all rearranged. I don't have my stool this morning. I'm having to find it. It's a minor thing. Find out who worked last night in this fire.
I think it's new, Ben.
Let's find out who's working last
he's
night.
He's new.
Sue, let's have his pay docked for the night.
He's kidding.
Oh, look at this. When I sit on this stool, I can barely see above the table. What's going on here? Hey, I talked to a friend last night. Very knowledgeable guy. And works for not Shasta County, works for another county. I'll just say it, Tehama County. And the guy does a great job there. And he said, you know, DEI is causing us a lot of problems. And the problems are not what you think. All the programs, all the grants that are out there to help the farmers and businesses and other things, especially farmers, though, are tied to the DEI group because, you know, when you go in for a grant and, you know, you're talking about small farmers. I mean, they're always on the line if they're going to make a profit or be underwater. But they tie them in all to DEI. And then when, President Trump froze all federal funding, it just froze their money. And also on contracts that were going out there. You see, and my question was, was before DEI became so huge, obviously these farm programs were under some kind of administration, some kind of government administration at the federal level. But somehow they shifted them over. And so then, you start having problems. Well, Trump raised the, he said, okay, I'm not going to freeze those federal grants and all this. But that money still hasn't worked its way down. And there's people losing jobs. And imagine if you had a contract to do something and it's being paid for by the feds. But it comes through a DEI program, diversity, equality, and inclusion. Some of them just shut down because, well, wait a minute, we're not getting paid. It's kind of like a Politico, that news magazine. It's very, you know, a far left news magazine or online thing. They found out that when they were shutting down the USAID, that Politico was getting millions of dollars a year from USAID. And I can't figure, I'm still trying to research that one. Somebody smarter than me can tell me. But USAID also has billions of dollars for U.S. farms and businesses. U.S. businesses that sell goods and services to USAID are kind of in limbo because they've shut it down. And you think of it, you know, they're given the examples of transgender kindergarten studies, LGBTQ operas, and all these are in other countries, not right here. And that of course just frustrates people. I mean, people are just, you know, wow, we're spending millions of dollars for this kind of stuff. But they also, it's not just going out to other countries. It oversees projects like food aid, disaster relief, and health programs in over 100 countries. Yeah, okay, there's what we're talking about because they're tying this weird stuff in. It's one thing to give food aid. It's one thing for disaster relief. It's when you start adding up all these others that comes into hundreds of millions of dollars that, you know, that the American public has a right to say, well, why are you spending money on that when we have right here in the United States, Southern California burnt down. And years ago, Northern California burnt down. And I'm sure somewhere near Middle California's burnt down because we just burn here. But they have a staff of 10,000 people. And USAID's been essentially shut down. And a budget of around $40 billion. Billions of those dollars come back in the American economy. And now businesses are kind of in limbo and they're not sure. American Farms, which supply about 41% of the food aid that the agency working with the USDA sends around the world each year, according to a 2021 report by the Congressional Research Service. And in 2020, the U.S. bought $2.1 billion in food aid from American farmers. And purchases and shipments of U.S. food aid worth $340 million, including rice, wheat, and soybeans, have been paused during this. It's been paused. Here's the thing is, I understand what Trump's trying to do and Musk, turning Musk loose like a wolf out there. However, pausing something and canceling it are two separate things. If you're pausing it to see, okay, you know, your team of experts are in there and saying, okay, this is going to American farmers. Let's just keep this going. This is going to buy, you know, $10 million worth of condoms to ship to Africa. Let's take a look at this. There's two different things here. Or let's have an opera based on, you know, that we're paying. And it wasn't a lot of money. It was like $62,000. But when I say it's not a lot of money, $62,000 for that. But when you multiply that by thousands, you know, of other kind of strange things out there. So where's that money going to? I mean, but in this article, and it was from the Washington Post, we're buying a lot of stuff from American farmers for the USAID program. So, and the answer is that the White House spokesperson, woman, said President Trump is ensuring the taxpayer-funded programs at USAID align with the national interests of the United States, including protecting America's farmers. He will cut programs that do not align with the agenda that, you know, American people gave him. So, the administration took issue with $2 million to provide gender-affirming health care in Guatemala. Now, I'm sure they need that, but why are we paying for it? When I say I'm sure they think they need that. And a $1.5 million program to advance diversity, equity, and inclusion in Serbia's workplaces. Having been to Serbia many times, it's a interesting country. Of course, I was there during, it was, you know, right after the Serb-Croat war, but there wasn't a lot of diversity in this country. If I can just say that, but we're going to spend $1.5 million in Serbia for that. And Rubio, who is now the acting director, Marcus Rubio, said a lot of functions of USAID will continue. He issued a waiver preventing life-saving humanitarian aid to continue through organizations, though organizations reported confusion on this. However, when it gets down to it, is every program in the government needs to be looked at, just like you do in your business. Is this what we are supposed to be doing under our charter? Providing food care. Okay, fine. It comes from our American farmers. That's great. Building a DEI foundation in Serbia, I don't see that. I'm not sure how that falls under their charter. But this is going to be clear as time goes on. It's only been a couple weeks. Anyway, it's time to take a break. And people are calling. Well, you're going to wait till after the break, and we'll discuss this. Because there's some other things that you can't throw the baby out with the bathwater, the old saying. So we've got to take a look at all these programs. And we're just kind of hearing two things. We're reading these headlines. But you got to start reaching into this or digging into this to see, well, what really is affected here? And we'll be right back.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Monte Cristo Classic No. 2. This Figueroa has been described as one of the world's great cigars, a silky Connecticut shade wrapper in combination with the best Dominican tobaccos form this perfectly constructed cigar. The smooth aroma of toasted almonds, vanilla, coffee, and spice round out this classic stick. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Jones's Fort Gunshot, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year and we're very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Fort is offering the brand new Ruger LCP Max 380 at only $349 and the new Ruger Max 9 at just $395. Jones's Fort, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. You can find us at 1600 East Cypress Avenue or just give us a call, 530-222-3223.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizens Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Redding. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
Tracy Morgan.
I suffered some terrible injuries, you know.
Live.
And after I came out the coma, I was blind for a week. And where I come from, you don't want to be blind for a second. One day, my uncle was trying to walk out with my heart monitor. I said, Michael, where you going with my heart machine? Try to sell it to another hospital.
February 6th, Wind River Resort and Casino. Get tickets now at windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Must be 21.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment this morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Yeah, that's right. Hey, their Big Grow Red Luncheon is tomorrow. And if you don't have tickets, sorry. It's sold out. It's been sold out for a week. 550 ladies coming to this. And men. There's some men there, too. To the Go Red Luncheon. And the whole thing here is how talk about heart disease, and that heart disease kills more people than any other disease in the United States yearly. And but that women... how it affects women and an impact on women. So that's going to be going on tomorrow, and it's just a great event that Shasta Regional Medical Center puts on. Just another example of why, of how they're helping the health of the North State here so many different ways. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Okay, Park Marina Drive. It looks like Park Marina Drive RV Park is scrambling right now to be moving things and people. They're trying to get their people packed in safely to higher ground. Why? Because Keswick Dam, which was releasing 7,500 cubic feet of water per second yesterday, is going to raise that to 20,000 cubic feet per second by Thursday morning, then to 40,000 cubic feet per second on Friday. This is going to cause flooding, my friends. But Keswick Dam is full, and they've got to release it. And we're going to get more water. The Redding Fire Department is going to be there in the evening to make sure all the tenants are safely evacuated. Manager out there is rushing to help people move from the lower level of the Marina RV Park along the SAC on Wednesday afternoon. So, they've got to be out there by 6 p.m. yesterday, because today like I said. They're going to be releasing 20,000 cubic feet per second, going up to 40,000 on Friday. So stand by. There's going to be flooding out there, my friends. There's going to be flooding. And with these cold temperatures at night, it's just not going to be a happy place. Dolores. Good morning, Dolores.
Good morning, how are you? Carl.
How are you?
I'm doing great, actually.
Are you staying dry?
I'm staying dry, and I'm trying to stay out of trouble. How's that?
Well, staying
right?
out of trouble. Okay.
Well, what's on you? Don't blame me for everything anyway, so I might as well stay
well,
back.
Well, I'm blaming you for the fact that Keswick Dam is having to release more water. You know, if people like you would just drink more water, we wouldn't have to release it.
I actually drink a lot of water, unfortunately.
That's what you need to start the Dolores Lucero Water Drinking Brigade.
That would be great. Makes you younger. Water does.
It's good. Hydrate. Okay.
Right.
Enough of the frivolities. What's on your mind?
Right. My mind is actually, I'm glad that you're always talking about government. You're always talking about everything you can't, you know, to inform the people.
Well, you know what? Hey, Dolores, let me break in just for a second. See, you know, you read the headlines, you're going, yeah, you know, why aren't government workers at their jobs? Why did they get to stay home when we don't? And then the USA, they give you all of these reasons, you know, they show you these horrible examples of a waste of our tax dollars money, but they don't talk about the other billions of dollars that are going to our farmers to help out.
Yes, no, see, absolutely. Sometimes we don't even know what goes on behind closed doors until people start going in there and start, you know, doing a little research and finding out there's more things that we should have known. But that's what the people need to do, is to start and, you know, looking into our government to making sure they're complying with the laws and complying with everything they're supposed to. You know, and I know that you brought in Mr. Mike Freeman the other day on the, you know, to be on your show, which it was yesterday, and I'm glad that you brought him. And I hope that you get the information out regarding the old grunts, because I actually been investigating that scoop for over a year with a couple other people who actually reached out to me and, you know, provided evidence that the Oak Run principal altered documents to comply, supposedly to comply with the federal, you know, with the state law to able to get the ADA money and all that kind of stuff. So we have exposed, we did provide a lot of information to the SCOE. And you know, as you know, when people are whistleblowers who expose, you know, people doing wrong, and you get, you know, they retaliate against you. And as you can see, Mr. RV went and slandered me, said things and never even spoken to us, or, you know, and it's pretty sad because we don't have someone who really does a good investigation. They all one-sided, and if they don't like you, they slander you, they try to destroy your character, and, you know, but the truth came out. She was committing fraud. That's the bottom line.
Who was?
That was the principal.
Of
the Oak Run Elementary School District.
And you mean the superintendent?
Superintendent, there. Yeah. Superintendent/principal.
Okay, yeah. You're right. They are. They're both. And a teacher,
yeah.
And they drive the buses, and they sweep the floor. They do everything when you get in these small school districts.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's not my first rodeo. I did that with Whitmore years ago. I exposed the same thing, you know. But this is what we need to do. And unfortunately, you know, when you discover and you put that out there, you're the bad person. You're always going to be the bad person because somebody has to, you know, bring it out. But I'd rather people to know what's going on. And we need to expose people like that, taking advantage of others, taking money, stealing money. And you don't do that to the state. How dare you? Now the school's in debt. They have to pay, $825,000?
That's going to be an interesting, that's an interesting topic because their budget's only $750,000, so they're going to have to pay a whole year's budget plus to repay them back. But hopefully the state will say, okay, we'll put you in a payment plan. You got to get it paid off in 5 years or something like that.
Well, but I'm hoping to go further with the investigations, push for criminal, because this is criminal what she did. You don't alter documents from the state to accident
no,
false
you know,
documents.
You know? We don't know if she altered them or Dolores, wait, hasn't gone to court. We don't know if she altered them or if there's just mistakes in the paperwork. We'll see.
Employees were involved.
Allegedly, you know.
I'm just telling you, like, we have the evidence, and unfortunately, you know, this is what I'm saying. A lot of people are not willing to put that out there, and 100% we have the documents. We have employees who came forward and provided those photos, and they were involved. They also got fired for it because they wouldn't do what she said to
okay.
do.
Okay, so, but it'll come out. It's coming out now. So thank you. And I got to take it's 7:30. Got to take a break.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye. Hey, thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle? Well, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. What kind of vehicles are we talking about here? We're talking about cars, trucks, SUVs, bikes, scooters, all of these things. I'm not sure about scooters. But visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. And we're getting the, by the way, we're getting the director of REU in here very quickly. And it's been a while since they've been on. And, I saw something in the paper yesterday that showed that Sunday night they had an outage, or Monday, they had an outage. And there I was. There was my street right in the middle of it. We didn't have an outage. So I don't understand if it seems like one street has it, all the streets in that area should have it, unless they're working off different transformer areas. But our power didn't go off at all, and it supposedly had gone off and was turned back on in the middle of the night at 1:30. Went off at 11:30 and turned back on at 1:30. Yet, you know, when you lose power, your clocks, your electric clocks turn off and they start blinking, right? And you lose that time. If you've got an electric alarm clock, it could be, you know, hazardous. But ours never went off. So I was wondering about that. So maybe there's areas in there. Okay. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Okay, Dave.
Attention hunters, Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Reading on Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Check it out at shopblackburn.com. Then come buy your selection in the showroom and save on shipping. Blackburn Apparel, shopblackburn.com, or visit the shop at 3058 Crossroads Drive.
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served hungry appetites fabulous steaks. Four tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak, or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe you prefer deep-fried prawns or southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries in a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday.
A Reading landmark for over 80 years in their historical location on California Street in downtown Reading.
Support real journalism. Mountaintop Media is getting the truth out in Shasta County. Come join us for a fantastic fundraising dinner and live auction Saturday, February 15th at the Anderson VFW. Tickets are just $40 or a table of 8 for $300. Tickets are available at Jones Fort, Northern Roots, or you can call 530-638-4150. 530-638-4150. 4150. Mountaintop Media, getting the truth out.
Gold Leaf Nursery's annual Groundhog Sale through the 8th. Gold Leaf Nursery will be open 8 days straight for this sale. Mark this one on the calendar because there's only 8 days for this sale. Rain or shine, shadow or no shadow, the Groundhog Day Sale will go on. And what a sale it's going to be. 30% off all container stock from 1 gallon to 24-inch box-sized shrubs, tree, ground covers, huge supply of blue spruce assorted sizes, azaleas, camellias, ground covers, tulip flowering magnolias in buds,
bud. Smaller sizes, sale price starting at $12.99. Blueberry shrubs, several varieties ready to plant. Roses, hybrid tea, climbers, shrubs, and tree roses. All fountains and statuary and pottery, 20% off. Don't miss this groundhog sale. 30% off 1 gallon to 24-inch box shrubs and trees. If you want an extra day to shop, ask for a rain check. This is how to get there. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. I like radio. I do like radio. You know that something like 97% of the people in the United States listen to the radio. And even though with all the streaming and all of this, all these people, let's just say, okay, maybe they over, let's say 90%. 90% of the people that respond to these polls say they listen to the radio every day.
Yeah, stop messing with the Bluetooth. Just leave it on the radio.
Just leave it on. Hey, if you want to listen on your Bluetooth, just go to our streaming.
That's true, too, yeah.
And you can listen to it on your little headphones all day long. Right, Frank?
Yes, sir.
That's right. Frank does. Frank's got his headphones on. He listens to KCNR.
Yeah. I was born under a radio.
You were born?
Under a radio.
Under a radio.
Yeah.
I'm here with Frank Rose and Dave Cockrell of the American Veterans. It's called AMVETS, but it's American Veterans. And they've got a lot of things happening here that we need to talk about.
Let's get started.
All right. There, a little.
The first thing I'm going to talk about is voice. These veterans organizations, the big three, they're the voice in Congress and also in the state. And without that, you're going to see benefits go away. The other thing I want to say is, of the big three, we have, the first one is the American Legion. We have 4 posts in Reading. That's Reading was 197. We have Palisades, 214, and 720 in Shasta Lake and 746 in Cottonwood. Why am I mentioning these? Because the reason is, a veteran has to join a veterans organization, and I suggest the big three. The second one is the VFW. That's 1934 in Reading and 9650 in Anderson. The other one, okay, yes.
You're okay. You got a strong voice.
Is AMVETS, which is one of the big three. That's 1996, and that's in Reading. And today I'm going to speak about American veterans and what they're doing. But a veteran, I don't care if you're a man or a woman, you should join one of the three. Because the biggest one was what? The GAR, the Grand Army of the Republic. That went away in 1950. the Korean veterans, the Vietnam veterans, they're just specific wars times. They're going away. I'm from the Vietnam. I attend the Korean because of my wife. But I know that they're not only a zone or like a certain war.
They're aging out.
They're, yes, they're going out. Whereas the big three.
Not you, Frank.
The big three have carried on.
Right.
So.
With their umbrella. It's an umbrella. Not an umbrella, but it's a specific one. It's not after a war. Because it's scary to think that your Vietnam War veterans are in their 70s and 80s. So maybe some of them in their. No, I guess they're pretty much all in their 70s and 80s. Some of them in their 90s.
Yeah, because I joined when I was just turned 17.
Yeah.
And
you're, what, 52 now?
Yeah, right. I wish. No, I'm getting close to 80.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so we're dying. I hate to say this. We're a dying.
Well, you don't get out of here alive. That's for sure.
That's true. But so if you join one of the three, you're a voice in the state and you're a voice in the capital. There's a big one coming in the capital, and I didn't get it. I just got a preview of it.
Yeah.
And it's still being worked on to be presented to Congress. So, and I didn't really get the whole thing, but it's coming up.
I just saw something from, there's a military officers.
Oh, MOA?
Yeah, MOA or something like that. And they said that California is looking at a bill to...
Is that the exemption for military retirement?
Yeah, exempt the first $25,000 of your military retirement from taxes. And that would be a huge huge thing for veterans.
There's two stages on that.
Yeah.
And they're still voting.
I forget what the name of the bill is.
That's
but I just
AB 53.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And
I knew
there was
a five
ones.
In it. Yeah.
And if you're a veteran, especially if you're retired, you should join a veterans organization because they just came out to ask veterans to actually send letters in, and they draft it, and you just sit there and go online, and you sign your name to that letter, and that goes to the congressman. Well, if you don't belong to a veterans organization, you probably haven't heard about that, and I tried to put that out.
I would not have heard about it if I get a newsletter from MOAA, I don't know, monthly, maybe more, and they mention this thing. And now this has not been passed, but this has been brought up, and it looks like it's kind of maybe bipartisan in there, so we don't know. But that could have a huge impact on veterans, retired veterans, veterans that were medically retired, all these things.
Yeah,
to exempt the first $25,000.
And like I said, when there's two stages, they haven't figured out which stage you're going to go with, whether $25,000 or another area. That's
how about all?
Yeah, that well, that was probably I think one of the stages.
Pennsylvania does not tax.
I think veterans. California. I think California is the only one that hasn't so far.
But Pennsylvania doesn't tax any of veterans' retirement pay. But yet California is just hey, if you've got money, I want it.
And that's why I'm telling, if you belong to a veteran organization, reach out and, if you don't, reach out and join one.
And there's, and after this last 22-year war we were in, there's lots of veterans out there. And joining one of these organizations, you don't have to do anything. We'd like you to do things.
Yes.
But you don't have to. You join, you become a member. And imagine another million veterans, which are, you know, or, yeah, a million veterans join that you haven't joined one of these organizations. It's these guys that go in there and girls that go in there and lobby at, you know, not just the feds, but the states.
Yes.
Also about veterans' benefits, taking care of the veterans, that veterans have earned these benefits and something's not happening. Like the new VA administrators come in and he says, I'm going to clean house. And I'm going to up the level of veterans medical care that, you know, that a lot of places, and I think ours is, you know, pretty good here, but there's other places it's woefully inadequate. But being a member of an organization gives that organization more power because they listen to bigger organizations. And the other thing is the money that you pay, which is not a lot to be a member, is used to go in there and show these people, hey, we've got this many people are going to vote in these coming elections.
And it, unlike being belonging to a union, you only pay once a year.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay her every month.
No, and it's not an exorbitant amount by any means. What is it, 40, 50?
It is going up. It's about, it's some of them are less than $50.
Yeah, some of them are. Yeah, a year. So, you just write one check, you get your little card in the mail.
Yes, so you're good for the voice going to the state and going to Congress.
I'm a life member of one of these groups, and I can't remember which one it is. It was the,
might have been
the Johannesson, Post. Several years, many years ago. Anyway.
All right. So anyway,
we need to take a break right now, so hold that thought.
Okay.
Hey, if you got an injury at work and you're not getting treatment the way you should be, well, maybe you need to talk to a lawyer that understands workers' compensation and can give you the best advice, and that would be Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. He's got the largest workers' compensation office. He's built it since he moved here several years ago, north of Sacramento, and there's a reason for that. He takes really good care of his clients. Now, it may be when you call them at 530-262-2168, it's a free consultation, and you're going to talk to Patrick. You're not talking to some paralegal. You're going to tell him what's going on, and Patrick's a straight shooter. He's going to say, well, look, I understand why this is frustrating, but it's going the way it should be, even though it's taking time. You don't want to get lawyers involved with this. It'll just shut everything down. And he'll tell you that. On the other hand, if you're not getting the treatment the way it should be, because of delays or denials, this is the guy you want to go to. He'll get you fixed up. It's life-changing. Work injuries can be. You want somebody in your corner that knows what he's doing, is going to fight for you, and that's Patrick Gorman. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. And they're located in Palo Cedro. We'll be right back with Dave Cockrell and Frank Rose.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Happy New Year, Redding, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Are you wishing for some cold hard cash this winter? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our $80,000 Winter Wishes Swipe to Win drawing. Swipe your free River Club card daily in any promotional kiosk to win drawing entries or other amazing prizes. Don't miss weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Join us for our final drawings on January 30th and February 27th for a chance to win up to $5,000 cash. For complete details, see winriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN.
Fun
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, broadcasting from the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios in downtown Reading as we look out on our window of the world. Window in the world. We look out there. And what do you think I see out there, Dave and Frank, when I look out that window?
Passing cars.
I see passing cars, but what else? I see a cross-section of America walking down this street. Usually it's the Empire Recovery Center. And people come in and, you know, show me their stomach. Okay. I don't know why I needed to see it, but they do theirs often. People that wave and all that. See, it's kind of like, I don't see parade floats going by. I just see this every morning. Sometimes I see a policeman across the street who sits there on his motorcycle and he waves at me and I wave back. And he's just waiting for the first person that goes by on their cell phone. It takes him he's never there longer than 5 minutes. And he's got somebody. Yeah, it's a great little hiding place there. So, hey, welcome back, everybody. And I'm here with Dave Cockrell, who heads up the American Veterans Association, or AMVETS, and Frank Rose, who's just a hero of mine. You know, he's known him forever.
Yeah. For as well.
Yeah. So we're talking about the importance of joining an organization. If you're a veteran, joining an organization what it does is the more members they have, that let's just face
the stronger voice they have in Congress voice and in state,
and to stand up for veterans' right. benefits. And because God knows it, you know what's going on now. I can't picture Trump cutting veterans' benefits at all. I can't picture that. But
it has been done, and if it wasn't for the veterans' organization standing up and making their voice heard, we could have lost the benefits. But I'm going to go back to American veterans. We have several. One of them is suicide. AMVETS 1, and that's the shirt I have on now. The van was up here. That's a big deal on, you know, because what is it? It's even gone up because the Marine League, not the Marines, but the Marines and the Navy said their suicide has increased since COVID-19, I believe. I got that some months ago. And so we actually have programs to try to help veterans deal with and don't. I hate to have someone commit suicide that's a veteran. I hate to lose them. So that's one of the programs that AMVETS has, AMVETS 1. The other thing is we have AMVETS Americanism program. And last year we had several winners of the contest. So I'm going to explain some of it. American Ambeth Americanism, flag coloring is for K to 1. That's a flag coloring. Posters is from 2 to 5th. SA is 6 through 12. And last year we had a lot of winners. And what we do is we give out prizes for 1st, 2nd, and 3rd place. And the ones that win the 1st place, they go on to the state. And we had several winners from the state. So, and we ended up having an ice cream social afterwards for the ones that placed first in the state.
Cool.
So that's some of the things we do. And that's youth. That's how we get out into the community, is by having these programs. A lot of people don't understand why we do that. It's because it's Americanism. We're getting the youth used to doing something in America that's reflecting to the Americanism of our country. So that's an important program that we have going. And we do go out and visit veterans, and that's another program that we have, to the nursing homes, you know, because it's, you know.
In a nursing home, it's nice to see
someone.
You know, yeah, you mind, you know, mind your fellow veteran that you're still there and you care.
And if I know a veteran, like I know one is in the hospital, I got to go see how he's doing. That's one of the other things we do.
Mm-hmm.
So the veterans are taking care of veterans. It's like I served the country for over 20 years.
It's your band of brothers concept.
And yes. Yeah. And even if there are Marines, I always give Marines a bad time, but I have a lot of friends that are Marines.
We understand there's that inherent jealousy.
Yes, okay. I have a lot of good stories about Marines. So, anyway.
You do?
Yes.
What were you in? Navy?
I was in the Navy.
That's what I thought.
Yes.
You were just a transport to get us to the fight. You know, so, and I have to admit, though, your food's pretty good.
Sometimes. Sometimes.
A squid.
So.
No, well, I tell you what. If you really want to eat very well, you somehow end up being invited to the chief's mess on a ship. Because you guys were having prime rib and shrimp and this kind of stuff. And the officer's mess, and we collected money from the officer's mess. Toward the end there, at the end of each month, we were lucky if we got sliders while you all were eating roast beef. So.
Yeah, I didn't get that much chance. Being a radio man, I was constantly either on
radio
watch.
No, you were on watch. But I'm talking about the senior chiefs, you know, that senior chief's mess, the senior staffing COs. And then, of course, the people that worked for me were senior staffing COs also, some of them. So they got to join that mess.
Yeah, that's another story, being a chief petty officer. I understand that.
Yeah. But. Anyway, okay, so our bottom line here is, people, for all of our veterans, if you don't belong to an organization, figure out which one you want to join. AMVETS, American Legion, or the VFW. Join, participate if you can, but building numbers like this, like I just got something from the Military Officers of America Association. It was on my email today, talking about the cost of living, right, and raises on your COLA. Your COLA, cost of living adjustments, they're going down. And they're tied to the cost of living index or something like consumer price index. Now the inflation's going down, and it's going to go down more, you're going to get less of an adjustment each year. But it explains it in here. So becoming a member of these and of AMVETS or the VFW or American Legion, that's what they do. You know, they've got their eyes out, because we don't.
Well, yes, because I got legislation coming from one of the representatives,
mm-hmm.
and that's how come I can know what's going on. And I think one of these days we're going to have a go on and talk about what legislation is affecting veterans. And I got like AB 81, AB 83, and then of course this new one, AB 53. There's some SBs also. That's the Senate. These are the
119th Congress, and we've got to run. But yeah. The 119th Congress has over 100 lawmakers having military experience. Think about that. 100 lawmakers having military experience, three more than last year. So they understand this, including the Vice President of the United States.
Yeah, they live.
What's he a veteran of? Let me think. States Marine Corps.
Yes, Marine.
We have to run. Thanks, Dave and Frank, for being here with us. And we've got to take a break for the news. We'll be right back.
Check.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. Amrit Shamasan. Taking a cue from her boss, that would be President Trump, newly confirmed Attorney General Pam Bondi has hit the ground running, coordinating with Homeland Security to crush drug cartels. Bondi is also cutting sanctuary city money and is investigating Trump targeting lawfare. Prayer on the breakfast this morning for President Trump.
The president spoke at two prayer breakfast events, one hosted by a private group and one at the U.S. Capitol.
We have to bring religion back.
He also reflected on last summer's assassination attempt.
I believed in God, but I feel much more strongly about it. Something happened.
The president announced the creation of a Religious Liberty Commission, a Justice Department task force aimed at eradicating anti-Christian bias inside the federal government, and a White House faith-based office. Greg Clugston, Washington.
From now on, any school allowing men to compete against girls or women in sports or use their locker rooms risks losing federal Title IX funds. That's under a presidential executive order. The deadline for federal workers to accept a buyout offer is upon us.
More than 2 million employees have until 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time this Thursday to decide what to do. Administration officials have increased their pressure on workers to leave. Officials also say furloughs or layoffs could come next. Officials say workers would have fewer civil service protections and higher scrutiny if they remain.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart says a buyout part of the Trump administration's drive to trim the size and the cost of the federal government. The U.S. Military Academy at West Point ordering a dozen cadet clubs focusing on ethnicity and gender to disband. And watching Wall Street this hour, the Dow is down 140 points, the NASDAQ 17 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-885-3333. That's 800-885-3333. 800-885-3333.
Australian researchers have produced the first kangaroo embryo through in vitro fertilization, billed as a groundbreaking achievement. Scientists say it could save other marsupial species from going extinct.
Australia has one of the most diverse populations of animals and plants in the world, but also the highest mammal extinction rate on the planet. After successfully injecting a single kangaroo sperm into an egg, academics at the University of Queensland are now hopeful the technique could be replicated to preserve some of Australia's endangered species. Koalas, Tasmanian devils, and northern hairy-nosed wombats are among those threatened, and the researchers say the birth of a marsupial through IVF could become a reality within a decade.
That's the BBC's Simon Atkinson. At least 17 children have been killed in a fire at an Islamic school in northwest Nigeria.
The country's emergency response agency says 17 others were injured in the blaze early today, about 100 children in the school when the fire broke out. Townhall.com. The Scottish government is putting out the word it does not plan to ban cats.
First Minister John Swinney was forced to issue the statement after a report by independent experts branded felines a threat to Scotland's wildlife. The Scottish Animal Welfare Commission suggested containment measures be considered to reduce the damage. It said that could include restrictions on introducing cats to households in vulnerable areas. But after outraged headlines, Swinney set the record straight on Monday. He said the government's not going to be banning cats or restricting cats. We've no intention of doing so, and we will not be doing it. Keith Peters reporting.
Dairy cattle in Nevada have been infected with a new type of bird flu that's different from the version that has spread in herds since last year. It indicates that distinct strains of H5N1 bird flu virus have spilled over from wild birds into cattle at least twice. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Thursday, and Linda's on assignment this morning. 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Healing starts here. And I'm here with Dave.
Good morning.
No?
Yes.
Okay, are you back?
Yes, and it's National Chopstick Optimist Day. No, it's two different things.
Well, you're an optimist. You're an optimist if you can think you're going to just pick up chopsticks and just go
catch
for
a fly.
It. Well, you know what? You can now, but you know, like with me, like if there's, let's just say, General So chicken, right? You can use the chopstick to poke it. You know, like a knife, and you can pick it up and eat it. But people look at you funny when you do that. I always say, yes, of course I want chopsticks, but I also like to have a fork, you know, to clean up after myself. Linda, on the other hand, she can pick up grains of rice. That's how good she is. You know, I watch people, and you know, when they hold them right at the end, and then you reach down and you get a piece, and they're, you know, I mean, it's like truly there's chopstick envy going on there. And I've lived in New Orleans, you know, so. Okay, let's talk weather. By the way, this may become the Dave and Carl show this morning because my guest had a mix-up and thought that he wasn't wanted today. The well-known liberal commentator, Doug Jenke. Today, though, showers, mainly after 11 a.m., and a high near 46 and a low around 36 tonight, but with some showers. Yesterday was great. No rain. Friday, tomorrow, 50% chance of showers, partly sunny, and with a low, though, around 31. It's going to be cold Friday night. Saturday, widespread frost because of the temperatures on Friday night. But it's going to be sunny, and Saturday night clear. Sunday's going to be sunny. Monday, mostly sunny. And all of the highs around 55, 56, and the lows, and like I said, anywhere from 31 to 33. And Tuesday, a slight chance of showers. And Tuesday night, showers, and Wednesday, rain and snow showers likely. So there you go. We had one day of sun. We're going to have a couple of days of sun where we can kind of dry out and all those things. And then the rain started again. But in Keswick Dam is tripling their amounts of water they're releasing from, 7,000 cubic feet per second to 20,000 today and 50,000 CFS tomorrow on
Stay
Friday.
Stay off the river.
Stay off the river. The Park Marina RV Park is moving all of their trailers and vehicles and all this, moving them to higher ground. The fire department's going to be there this afternoon to make sure everybody gets out, because there's going to be a lot of water coming down that river. And if we, when it was raining like that, Cow Creek was crazy. They've been rescuing people. Why you would go out during a rainstorm and get on an island in the middle of the river is so far beyond me. But then you're there, and the Shasta County Sheriff's Office has to come out there with boats and rescue you, and your dog. So that happened. Other people are going to drive through the water. The water's going to be high. Their engine stops, and there they are. And so they get on their phones and call somebody and say, I'm stuck in the middle of Park Marina Drive. I need somebody to come get me. I saw videos of people in kayaks on our local streets late last week, early this week. The weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business and been in the business for 30 years. They're into their third generation of Kenny's running that business, and they're all doing a great job, all raised by Chuck and Judy Kenny, and who are just astoundingly nice people. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They really, really take care of their customers. It's a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. Okay, now, this letter went out, and of course the headline says, Panic Among the Federal Workforce. Fear, shock, and uncertainty. This comes out of USA Today, so of course it's going to start like that. Has taken hold in the federal workforce. Guess how many people work for the feds? Within a half a million, Dave. Within a half a million, how many work for the federal workforce?
Within a half a million.
Yeah.
Federal workforce.
Yes.
Everything.
Everything.
Everything federal. Ooh, got me. I'm going to say 13 million.
Oh, no. No, no. Only 2.3 million.
Oh, okay.
But still, that's a lot of people. They're saying that they got this email. Here's the subject line, the fork in the road. And they got this on 6.04 p.m. on January 28th. They didn't know, a lot of them don't even know if the email was legitimate, excuse me, or spam. Anyway, here it is. Keep your jobs and agree to new reforms, including a requirement to work at the office or hit reply, type resign in the subject line, and end their federal government careers. As an incentive to resign, they were offered 8 months of pay and benefits through September. And they had a week to make up their mind. And they're saying, oh, this is a threat. This is a threat. No, here it is. I don't know what the other, quote, reforms are in there, but the part about going back to work in the office. Why is that? I mean, some of them been in there 21, 27 years, 20 years. They've worked in the office. What is the big thing about going back into the office? Now, some of these guys have been working for them, and they were quoting them and all this, been working for like 3 years and have never worked in the office. And so they're kind of a little bit, well, wait a minute, I do my job in all this. Why do I have to go back to an office? Well, what about my child care? What about gas? What about, and they just go on a litany of whinging going on there, not realizing that much of the American workforce goes to work every morning. Would I like to sit back in my house in my jammies and do the show? Of course I would. And I probably could.
We could make it happen.
I could make it happen. I could Skype that in every day. And I can sit there and pet Buford and be eating yogurt and be in my hooded sweatshirt and my
better view.
I'm looking out over the whole town. Looking out over the city here and all that. And I could do that, but that's not part of the deal. The deal is you're in here working. Like Sue could probably do a lot of her work from not even being around here. And frankly, I don't care because her job's being out there selling the stuff. And if she can do it from home, good on you. But she comes in on a regular basis. Now, federal workers that are supposed to be working in these office buildings that we're paying billions of dollars for that are empty, I just don't understand why is it so hard to say, okay, I'm going to come back to work. The big companies are requiring their people to come back and work in the office. Your productivity is just higher. So I don't understand what the big brouhaha is about this. I mean, they worked in the offices before. You just go back to the offices, you know. So maybe you have to buy new clothes because you gained 30 pounds while you're sitting at home. Or maybe you've lost weight. Maybe you've gotten into a great workout schedule, so you're working out 2-3 hours a day during that 8 hours, but I'm still getting my work done. And so, you know, you're buffing up that way. Or maybe you've got a second job. You know, you've got another online job at home that you can work and do that. So you're kind of like double dipping there, but the taxpayers are paying you for 8 hours a day. I don't know. However, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Let me see. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back, and we're going to discuss some of the other things that are going on in our world. And we talked about USA, we talked about Park Marina, and now federal workers. We're going to be talking about some more stuff when we come back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Are you ready to roll the dice and hit it big?
Get down to Wind River Resort and Casino and take your shot at the brand new craps table.
Feel the excitement,
the thrill,
the rush.
Whether you're a seasoned player or just getting started, craps has something for everyone.
Pass line,
hard way.
Come hit your point and win big.
Roll in to Wind River Resort and Casino today.
Your luck starts here.
For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment
at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. We'd just like to thank Reading Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Well, welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and DeBot. Hey, if you've got something on your mind, something stuck in your craw, this is the time to give us a call at 530-605-4567. It's open line. David and I will try to keep ourselves available to answer any subject, anything that's torquing your jaws or anything that you would like to discuss. By the way, that buyout for U.S. workers, it looks like as of today, about 1% of the workforce has decided to take that offer. So it's like 20,000. 1%. They were hoping it was going to be like 3%. So, and it said, you know, you had to come back to work. You had to, hey, say you're going to work for the American people and those things. So about 1% have already, but they think that there's going to be a lot more here because it's over today. So they think there's going to be a lot of them putting in, resigning and taking the cash buyout. And it said, you know, you don't have to work during this time. You are, you can go out and look for another job and you're still going to get paid.
So they're real people, not like the voter rolls where they have to kind of clean it up. Maybe there's still people out there that aren't.
I wonder how many people are on the rolls that, I mean, you know, you hear the extravagant things like people that were getting paid for living in the DC area, which is, you know, they get this COLA and all that. But then, they were really living in Florida, but you know, how many of them are that? That's probably a very, very, very small micro percentage. Jimmy, good morning.
Carl, how you guys doing?
Hey, we're on a roll here, buddy.
I know.
Okay.
Hey, love the show. You know, it's funny you're talking about these government workers not wanting to go to work. These remind me of the same people when you're at a convenience store and you have some DoorDash delivery person come in and get a Hot Pocket and a Red Bull and say they're going to deliver that to somebody. And I'm thinking, why? Do you know how much overhead you're paying for that and how lazy you look having somebody go get you a Red Bull?
Wait a minute. A Hot Pocket and a Red Bull.
Already
I'm making, and it's not right, but already I'm picturing this person.
Yes, and this is the kind of mindset that reminds me of these people that don't want to actually go into the office. If you're a construction worker, if you're a roofer, if you're a dishwasher, a busboy, a waiter, you can't work from home.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
And you probably don't get the health care and benefits, insurance, and all that with, you know, government perks, right?
And the retirement. I mean, it's
crazy town.
It is. No, I'm totally agreeing with you. I did not realize until the last several months how many of the government workers were still working from home when everybody, you know, like I said, these big companies, the tech companies, all these other companies are bringing their people back in, or, you know, a majority of them.
Right.
Now, I know a person that works from home. It's been working for the same company for over 30 years.
A private company, right?
A private company, but she is the expert.
Fine.
Yeah, she is the expert. So, I mean, she still goes in and visits the businesses, you know, to, you know, ensure the stuff, you know, then compliance is going on. But she can do it all from her home. Her parent company is very, very happy with her work. They downsized, and she was one of the ones that stayed. So, yeah, there are out there, but it's a private company.
Right. That's another story. But this is our tax dollars.
Yeah.
And like he said, all these buildings are empty. Why are we paying
rent?
Are there janitors in there cleaning the place all the time?
Well, they got to keep the electricity on, I'm sure. But just the lease. If you don't use it, and all these desks and all that stuff's in there, and you're paying, you know, how many thousands of dollars a month? And for a large building, it could be $1 million. You know, how much a year are you paying? Yeah. No, so, it rankles me.
The USA thing. Apparently, I heard that. They're using $40 million a year of our taxpayer dollars. I don't know if that's true. But
I'm sure it's
more than that. To the USAID to give transgender operas to Colombia and funding all this weird stuff.
Well, the one that I saw was in Vienna. And it was $63,000 for the opera. But there's millions going to transgender, to other countries for transgender surgery. There's millions going out for abortion and birth control. But the other thing is, when I first started, one of the things I said was, we can't forget that USAID also is emergency food supplies, and they buy 40% of it from our farmers. So we've got to take a look at, you know, okay, let's cut out. Let's take a look at what we're spending money on, but cutting that, you know, cutting the farmers, talking American farmers. You know, it's got to be like any time you take a look at your business. Okay, this is something we need to continue. We'll take a longer look at it. But some right away, it's gone. But others, you say, no, this is doing exactly what it's supposed to do, and it's supporting the American farmer or the American manufacturers of whatever it is. And you can't throw the whole thing out.
Right. So, I mean, this is just a pause to get a grip on what's going on and do somewhat of an audit, right?
That's what I hope is going on, is we're looking at this, we're pausing this, we're going to have the experts looking at it and saying, is this the best use of American taxpayer money?
Bingo.
Yep.
And then one more thing I want to run by you, and then I'll get off the phone.
That's okay.
Is you've been around... when Trump came out and said that he wants to, quote-unquote, take over Gaza and rebuild it, that shocked a lot of people because he ran on, you know, we're not going to get in any foreign conflicts. We're not going to send our tax dollars out. Now, he holds his cards pretty close to his chest. So he's like the art of the deal guy. So do you think there's a possibility that this rebuilding of Gaza, Trump and his administration are going to have Iran kind of pay for it through sanctions or something like that?
Well, I think when he said that, and it's caused all types of consternation, what he said was, we move, if I read all this right, he's going to move a lot of the Palestinians out of that strip, and they wanted to rebuild it to be like a giant resort town. And so, you know, it brings in lots of money, and then you don't have to worry about tourists coming in and attacking you. But, yeah, there's a lot of, you know, the Middle Eastern countries are going, whoa, whoa. And
people in America were going, whoa, whoa.
Oh, yeah. I mean, how much money are you going to spend? Because one of the guys that's part of this says it's going to take 5 years to get, you know, I mean, to do this, I mean, to get it just leveled, and then and you start building, it'll be 15 years. Now, Trump's going to be well gone by that point. But would that end that Israeli-Hamas thing? I don't know, because you can eliminate the leadership of Hezbollah and Hamas and their middle management. But it's not going to go away. It just is.
You can
slow it down. So I don't know. Sometimes I have a feeling he says things just to have people go, oh, my God, you know. I'm not sure.
And don't forget about the Houthis.
The Houthis, yeah.
And Yemen and all that. Yeah, it's a mess. But anyways, just wanted to get your...
I'm not sure what he's going to do on this because that's all I've heard. You know, I mean, I just know what I read, and it depends on where I read it. You know,
right.
I can read the same thing from two different news groups, and it's like, are they looking at the same thing?
Right. I just thought that maybe there's a chance that, you know, wish upon a star that he's going to have Iran in some way, you know, pony up.
Well,
and that's all I'm saying. Anyways, thanks, Carl.
You bet.
I'll let you go. You're busy.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, Stones, we're going to take a quick break for the news, so you can either hang on or you can call back. That's up to you. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypher Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's, or the old Subway, if you go back that far. They were established in 1960, and they've been in the same spot since 1967. They have appointments, and that's the way I roll. I make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478. I've been going to Cypress Square Barbershop since I arrived in Redding, and see no reason to change. I have had nothing but fine haircuts for all this time. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and it's a nice group of guys in there. Tim and Logan, they don't talk politics. You know, you can read the car magazines and National Geographic and those. Or you can just sit there and chit-chat about golf and baseball and all those kinds of things. It's great. It's a barbershop. I love it. It's man's last stronghold. Give them a try. We'll be right back.
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served hungry appetites fabulous steaks. For tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak, or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe you prefer deep-fried prawns or southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries in a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday.
A Redding landmark for over 80 years in their historical location on California Street in downtown Redding.
Support real journalism. Mountaintop Media is getting the truth out in Shasta County. Come join us for a fantastic fundraising dinner and live auction Saturday, February 15th at the Anderson VFW. Tickets are just $40 or a table of eight for $300. Tickets are available at Jones Fort, Northern Roots, or you can call 530-638-4150. 530-638-4150. Mountaintop Media, getting the truth out.
Tracy Morgan.
I suffered some terrible injuries, you know.
Live.
And after I came out the coma, I was blind for a week. And where I come from, you don't want to be blind for a second. One day, my uncle was trying to walk out with my heart monitor. I said, Michael, where you going with my heart machine? Try to sell it to another hospital.
February 6th, Wind River Resort and Casino. Get tickets now at windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Must be 21.
Cascade Curations in downtown Redding is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Redding's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in downtown Reading, your locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned, woman-owned business right here in Reading. And you're saying, gosh, you know, I want to support those people. Well, you give us a call at 605-4567, talk to Sue, and she will tell you just exactly how you can do it. Big shout out to all of our advertisers. 8:34 in the morning here on the 6th of February. It's going to be starting to rain again. But tomorrow it's going to start clearing up, and it's going to be, it looks like right now in the weather report, it's going to be sunny, but it's going to be cold at night, my friends, down in the 30s, low 30s.
Hey, Carl. Frank called, and he said, it's already sprinkling, and he wanted me to tell you.
Okay. Thanks, Frank. It looks like it's going to, I mean, it's, we're surrounded by clouds. Anyway, it's going to be looking better until Monday, and then on Tuesday, we start back up into the rain again, including maybe even snow showers. But, my friends, it's going to be cold at night, low 30s. Watch out for ice out there. You're going to have frost everywhere. Okay, weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned company that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Call them at 530-365-3793. Rich, good morning.
How's my volume?
Yes, I can hear you.
Good. Hey, did you hear about the local lawsuit filed in the Superior Court against our Red Star loader?
I did, because you sent it to me.
Oh, good. I was just checking the things you got.
I look at everything everybody sends to me locally.
Oh, good.
If it comes from a national group or things like that, yeah. I just, you know, delete, because I get, 100 or so emails a day. But if it's local, yeah. Everything from you to Shasta Scout to the, the City of Reading puts out their weekly summary. Everything.
Yeah.
All the public notices that come from the county, and I read those about dirt bags that our law enforcement have picked up, all those kind of things. So,
well, you
want to talk about it, though?
Well, just briefly.
Yeah, sure.
It's
happening.
I'm not a party to this case, but this is almost a second time at bat to try to get in the courtroom, second time at bat in the court, to try to get our local elections officer and his underlings to follow state and federal law. This was heard before the court last year in the Hobbs case for similar issues, but it was a different remedy being sought last lawsuit. This is a different remedy. This remedy is just not to change an election outcome. It's just to have a judge agree that the laws and regulations were violated, and for a judge to order that all laws and regulations shall be followed. It's just, we have to fix this, Carl. The last election we had was the worst one. It was worse in fairness and transparency, and we're going the wrong direction. And so we have to continue to fight this election integrity issue, especially since we're going the wrong way.
Do you agree with the election result?
I'm
not talking about the people who ran. I'm not even looking at that, their partner. But do you think that? I mean, do you think that there was malfeasance in the election as far as the votes and the votes being counted?
Well, the system. Yes. Yes, because using knowingly using a dirty voter roll to send out ballots, and then knowingly receiving and counting those same ballots from a dirty voter roll. Yes, that is absolutely malfeasance.
When you say a dirty voter roll, you mean one that hasn't been scrubbed of people who are no longer
properly maintained.
Yeah,
correct.
When I say scrubbed, it's there's names on it that people have died, they've moved away, and all, and they haven't voted.
Yep.
So, but
yep.
Doesn't the election office do that on a regular basis?
They don't do it properly.
Oh.
Yes, they do it, but they do not do it properly, and they know they have a dirty voter roll, yet they're still using it. And that is absolutely malfeasance. So I do encourage people. There were a couple of investigations that the county did against our district attorney last year. I have one of them. I'm going to get the second one. I encourage everybody to write our board of supervisors now, immediately, and tell them you need to start an independent investigation against the registrar voters, looking into these same federal and state legal and regulatory violations, and then the data investigator prefers charges to the appropriate state and federal authorities, because Carl, I was never meant to be a NASA astronaut, and unfortunately Mr. Toller, in my opinion, has never been meant to be a registrar, so he needs to move on to greener pastures.
But he was appointed by the Shasta Board of Supervisors.
Correct.
To bring
Correct.
Order back in there, and to have the fair election where people's votes were counted. And you don't
Correct.
Well, but
that didn't happen. Didn't happen, unfortunately. But remember, we went through several county councils, so just because the board picks somebody and appoints somebody doesn't mean it's the right choice.
Well,
okay?
we do know that.
Yeah. So
wait a minute. I'm not saying this about Toller, but there's been other people that the board's appointed that haven't lasted very long. So
well, sure, but this is an extremely important position,
yeah.
Right? For the registrar to make sure that we have a fair and transparent election, and we're not. And again, we're going the wrong direction. So everybody, if you could please contact the Board of Supes and tell them to please initiate an investigation immediately against Mr. Toller. As a matter of fact, let's throw Joanna in there also, because Thomas went in there admittedly with little to no knowledge of election laws nor procedures. So that means Joanna really ran this election, just Thomas signed his name to it. So let's throw Joanna in there also with this investigation, because we have to fix this, Carl. And by the way, we can fix this. Mr. Toller moves on, and hopefully Joanna will get new people in there by mid-summer, mid-late summer at the latest. We don't have another election until next June. June of 26 is my belief is the primary. So we get some new folks in there, and then they still have a lot of time to figure things out and get ready for the next election. And
okay.
Maybe another phone call. Go ahead, Carl.
No, I just said okay. I mean, I'm not agreeing, but I'm just, I'm acknowledging that you're talking.
Thank you, sir.
I didn't want you to think you've been cut off.
No, so last item, and I know you have a break coming up, but, I am starting a recall against Stephanie Bridget. Yes, I was involved in the recall from 3 years ago. And that's a whole other phone call, because there are many, many, many reasons to recall her.
I totally will not support.
Okay, cool. Hey, you know what? Guess what? Everybody gets a vote.
There you go, buddy.
But you know what? 2022, San Francisco recalled their DA like 63%.
Yeah.
November of 24, so the election we just had, Alameda DA recalled also in the 60s%. And the Oakland City Mayor recalled on
yeah.
the same
okay.
ballot call.
Here's I'm going to make a bet with you right now at 8:42 on the 6th of February. I'll bet
right.
you a dinner at Taroko's Asian Bar and Grill that you don't get her recalled. Right now, you know what? Come on, just put your money where your mouth is, Rich. Come on. I bet you right now on the 6th of February at 8:42 in the morning that this fails. A dinner at Taroko's, and I'll take it easy on you. I'm not going to order all the appetizers. I'm just going down and have a regular meal. Just buy me a gift certificate.
You know what? I'm going to hesitate to.
Yeah, well, I would too. I don't think
well,
there's things there.
Well, you know what, Carl? I don't have a crystal ball, just like we did not with the Modi recall.
Well, do I? Well, hey, I was against the Modi recall too. I'm against recalls. You know how it is, but you know, actually, you know, in the Modi recall and then the Kevin Cry recall.
Yeah.
You know, it was a toss up there. But I will tell you right now, without having a crystal ball, you're going to fail on this one. And I'm telling you, put your money where your mouth is right now.
I like that, Carl. That's funny.
No? Okay. Thanks a lot, Rich.
All right.
Have a good weekend.
Appreciate the time.
All right. Bye. I got some real conservative friends. And one of them said, I said, you know, they want to recall Stephanie Bridges. He goes, oh, he says, I can't wait to help Stephanie on this. He says, I'll carry a sign in support of Stephanie Bridges. You know, it's, people have questions. Okay, Toler didn't do his job. Well, did he or didn't he? You know, was it a fair election? You know, it maybe is, okay, this should have been done this, but was it a fair election? Look at the votes. And when I saw what Laura Hobbs was saying, and I thought personally, you know, that her name is supposed to be first. And there's all this anecdotal evidence from all over and from, you know, a couple of studies and stuff that says the person that's number one on the ballot gets, you know, like 5% more votes. And you can look it up. You can look and just Google it or whatever you do and look at that. So I thought, well, you know, that could have had an impact on it, but the judge didn't see it that way. And the judge has the final say. So we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and talk Super Bowl. Just a few things about Super Bowl. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
Attention hunters, Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Reading on Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Check it out at shopblackburn.com. Then come buy your selection in the showroom and save on shipping. Blackburn Apparel, shopblackburn.com, or visit the shop at 3058 Crossroads Drive.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Reading. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Are you ready to roll the dice and hit it big? Get down to Wind River Resort and Casino and take your shot at the brand new craps table.
Feel the excitement, the thrill, the rush.
Whether you're a seasoned player or just getting started, craps has something for everyone.
Pass line,
hard way,
come hit your point and win big.
Roll in to Wind River Resort and Casino today. Your luck starts here.
For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Gold Leaf Nursery's annual Groundhog Sale through the 8th. Gold Leaf Nursery will be open 8 days straight for this sale. Mark this one on the calendar because there's only 8 days for this sale. Rain or shine, shadow or no shadow, the Groundhog Day Sale will go on. And what a sale it's going to be. 30% off all container stock from 1 gallon to 24-inch box-sized shrubs, tree, ground covers, huge supply of blue spruce assorted sizes, azaleas, camellias, ground covers, tulip flowering magnolias and buds. Smaller sizes, sale price starting at $12.99. Blueberry shrubs, several varieties ready to plant. Roses, hybrid tea, climbers, shrubs, and tree roses. All fountains and statuary and pottery, 20% off. Don't miss this Groundhog Sale. 30% off 1 gallon to 24-inch box shrubs and trees. If you want an extra day to shop, ask for a rain check. This is how to get there. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in downtown Redding, in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. That's right. Super Bowl. Okay, David. We're men. We need to be able to talk about football and hunting and good bourbons and fine cigars. So, are you prepared?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so, who's playing? No, I'm just kidding. Who do you want to see win, Chiefs or Eagles?
The Chiefs, you know, wouldn't that be a record for them?
Oh yeah, three-peat. Nobody's done it.
So, I'll go with that. My good friend James out there in Kansas City, Olathe, Kansas.
Well, now see, here's where I am. I'm kind of stuck here because one, to be the champ once. The Super Bowl is a huge thing. To do it twice in a row is even bigger. I think Tom Brady, think of Tom Brady. To do it three times in a row means is that coach with all today's, with today's big markets and people reaching into their contracts and they're getting hired by other teams, so you're losing part of your team, part of that Super Bowl team, and it's continuous. For them to come back and win a third time is something that is just incredibly difficult. So I kind of like to see that happen. However, on the other side, my kids are just, they bleed green for Philadelphia. This is how, they are so infused with supporting the Eagles through good years and bad years. I mean, they're there. When they won the Super Bowl, my son and granddaughter flew back to Philadelphia so they could be there for the big parade. This is how it is. Instead of having photos of movie stars and all that kind of stuff, which they've never done, but in their college rooms, they have Philadelphia, the Philadelphia colors and all this kind of stuff. So, they are Philadelphia Eagles. So because they're my family members and I love them so much, I want them to be happy. So I'm kind of in a dichotomy here, So, however, if you're going there, it's going to have about 83,000 people, including President Trump, who's going, and it's causing consternation.
First president.
Sitting president. Sitting president. Ever. Yeah. And they're going, you know, this is a time to bring all people of everything together, and you're bringing the most divisive, blah, 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 blah. You know, it's just like, ugh. You know, you hear people talking, all you're hearing is kind of like a dog. You know, you can talk to a dog, and you're saying, oh, what a good dog you are, but, you know, I need you to do this, you know, Buford, blah, blah, you know, and going on and on. And the only thing Buford hears is, blah, 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 Buford. Blah, blah, Buford. Somebody hears. That's me. You know, I'm listening to this. I go, okay. But he's the president. He won. He wants to go to the Super Bowl. I don't see anything wrong with this. They're going, oh, the security and all. Well, guess what? He's going. And I think probably one half he'll be on the Chiefs, up there in the Chiefs, box. And then on the other half he'll be in the Eagles box. So there. However, if you want to go there and you want to stay, Motel 6. I remember when Motel 6 charged $6 or close to that, you know, to get a room. A Motel 6 in downtown area of New Orleans is charging $505 to stay in a standard room on February 8th, the night before the Super Bowl, and $456 to stay the night of the Super Bowl. According to Hotel.com search results, a limited room, limited number of rooms are still available. Prices at the same Motel 6 will go to $90 per night on Monday, February 10th. And then during the summer, $71. Another Motel 6 in New Orleans area is charging $300 per night, which is really a good, you know, a good price looking at the other Motel 6, the day before and the day of the Super Bowl, and they drop on February 10th to $54. So 10 times they're going right. Property owners set their own prices, which are generally market-driven. As a result, prices can fluctuate, and you can find current and up-to-date pricing at Motel 6. Other low-budget hotels appear to be cashing in. Other motel and hotel prices range, get this, from $550 to $4,700 or more for a two-night stay. Now, I don't think those are Motel 6s. Those are probably, you know, nicer places. Super 8 is located near the French Quarter, Bourbon Street, and the Superdome. Prices for rooms started at $782 per night for a room with two double beds. And bookings for February through February 10th are not available. Anyway. Oh. The Red Roof in New Orleans started at $551 per night. Another one's at $724. And so this just gives you an idea. If you're going down there, it's going to cost you as much. That would be like Cool April Nights that the Holiday Inn goes from $150 a night to $400 a night because there's going to be lots of people here. And in the future, Reading Rodeo, which is going to be bringing in more and more and more people every year, you're going to watch the prices being jacked up for, you know, a week for that because they can. Now, politicians advertising on any form of media get the lowest rate available. You can't jack up the prices during an election season because of that. It's against law. I understand that. Because it prices out, you know, some people, and it allows the people with deep pockets to put their, you know, inundate the airwaves, which they do anyway.
But who do you think's going to win, though?
Oh.
Do you want to make a prediction on that one?
Well, look, if Hurts, the quarterback for Philadelphia, shows up and has, you know, and has a good day, he can give them a bad time. Their defense is really good. But the Chiefs and Mahomes and Kelsey, it's not even Kelsey. I mean, Kelsey plays a big part, but Mahomes and that offensive line, he pulls things out of his hat. And he's a winner. He is a winner. I mean, he'll throw his body into it. He'll, you know, people have said he's flopped out there and he's barely gotten touched. And then, of course, the big brouhaha is that, well, the referees, you know, they've been in the Chiefs' pocket. And you see all these memes where, you know, there's Patrick, holding the Super Bowl trophy up and the referees holding it with him. You know, I mean, these things like this. And of course, the referees union is saying that's just BS. You know, we would never, you know, we wouldn't do that. And, but there have been some calls, when you look at them, that was kind of questionable. But, you know, they review a lot of these things and guys in New York, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I think because there is so much, coverage of the referees and the Chiefs that I don't think there's going to be a lot of flags thrown. It's going to have to be so blatant that, you know, somebody gets his helmet ripped off and gets hit in the head with it. Probably, you know, that would be called for, maybe. Okay. All right. Tomorrow, Congressman Doug Lamoff is going to join us. He's going to join us a little bit late because they're voting on the floor. He should be finished at 8, but you know how congressmen are. They sit around and they chit-chat with each other. So he'll be on about 8:30 tomorrow, and we've got a couple other great guests coming in too. And but be aware of tonight. It's going to be very cold tonight. Watch out for ice. Watch out for frost. And the rain is starting again. But have a wonderful day, and God bless America.
Back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.